Hi, I'm Caitlin Phillips, and this is The Side Comment. Today, we have Edwin Battistella, author of Dangerous Crooked Scoundrels, Insulting the President from Washington to Trump, to give us five things you should know about pronouns.
I'm Edwin Battistella, a linguist and author of Dangerous Crooked Scoundrels, Insulting the President from Washington to Trump. And I'm here with five things you need to know about pronouns. Yes, pronouns. There are more of them than you think. And that's the first thing you need to know. The personal pronouns get most of the attention nowadays, especially the widely accepted singular they and other non-binary pronouns. But the personal pronouns are just one group among several. There are the reflexive or self forms, indefinite pronouns like everyone, anyone, and someone, or the more informal everybody, anybody, and somebody. There are the demonstrative pronouns, this and that, and these and those. And there are even interrogative pronouns like who and its stuffy sibling whom. A second thing to know is that pronouns are not always just single words. Some of them are small single words, and in some cases, they're so weightless that it's hard to have them at the end of a sentence. Try saying give me it or where's it. But other pronouns are compound, like the reciprocal pronouns, each other and one another, and the emphatic reflexives, I myself and you yourself. There are even idiomatic compound pronouns, like everybody and their dog, which just means everybody, and dismissive pronouns, like your ass, which snarkily means you, in sentences like, if you keep that up, they're going to fire your ass. A third thing to know is that pronouns are always changing. The Old English third-person pronouns were he, hea, hit, and hea. Well, over time, hea was replaced by she, a borrowing from Scandinavian, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. Plural hea was replaced by they. And neuter hit lost its h to become it. Still later, the second-person pronouns you and thou shifted from just distinguishing singular versus plural to indicating social distance. They indicated formal versus informal, like French tu and vous. Still later, the thou forms were lost, and the you forms became both singular and plural. The same thing is happening today with they. A fourth thing to know is that pronouns reveal our motives and emotions. Are we focused on ourselves or others? Is it me, or us? Social psychologist James Pennebaker has done large-scale computer analysis of pronouns in blogs, love letters, plays, and presidential speeches, showing how the percentage of I and we offers insights into everything from how people respond to tragedies to whether lovers will break up. Fifth and finally, pronouns are surprisingly hard for children to learn. Imagine you're an infant listening in on a conversation between two adults. They refer to themselves as I and me, and to the other as you. Pronouns have variable rather than stable reference, and it takes time for infants to learn the nuances. That's why caregivers might refer to themselves as mommy or daddy, and to the infant as baby. Pronouns are shifty, but they're also fascinating. I'm Edwin Battistella with five things to know about pronouns.